Conversation 2.
China is dazzling the world with its booming economy, which grew by 9.5%. Aren't you pleased with this speed of growth?
Of course I am pleased with the success of China's economy. But at the same time, I am worried. We are using too many raw materials to sustain this growth. To produce goods worth $10,000, for example, we need 7 times more resources than Japan, nearly 6 times more than the United States, and perhaps more embarrassing, nearly 3 times more than India. Things can't, nor should they, be allowed to go on like that.
Such a viewpoint is not exactly widespread in your country.
Many factors are coming together here. Our raw materials are scarce, we don't have enough land, and our population is constantly growing. Currently, there are 1.3 billion people living in China. That's twice as many as 50 years ago. Cities are growing, but desert areas are expanding at the same time. Habitable and usable land has been halved over the past 50 years.
Still, each year China is strengthening its reputations as an economic wonderland.
This miracle will end soon because the environment can no longer keep pace. Acid rain is falling on 1/3 of the Chinese territory. Half of the water in our 7 largest rivers is completely useless, while 1/4 of our citizens do not have access to clean drinking water. 1/3 of the urban population is breathing polluted air, and less than 20% of the trash in cities is treated and processed in an environmentally sustainable manner. Finally, 5 of the 10 most polluted cities worldwide are in China. Air pollution has become a major problem for Chinese cities.
Hasn't your government tried to get pollution under control?
Yes, it has, and in some cities such as Beijing, the air quality has in fact improved. Also, the water in some rivers and lakes is now cleaner than it has been in the past. There are more conservation areas now, and some model cities that focus specifically on environmental protection. We are replanting forests. We have passed additional laws and regulations that are stricter than in the past, and they are being more rigorously enforced. Questions. 13. Why is the woman worried about the speed of growth of Chinese economy? What can we know about habitable and usable land in China from the conversation? 15. What is the major problem for Chinese cities now according to the conversation? 16. What can we know about the water situation in China now?